Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Yes, I'm actually home for the second Sunday in a row. Miracles never cease, guys. So welcome. I have a lot of information to give you today. Lots and lots and lots. So in my own life, I have these opportunities coming toward me, kind of expansion opportunities, and I could feel the resistance of moving forward with them. So Gabrielle was over yesterday, and I asked her to do some arm muscle testing with me, that because she is an awesome tester. And what they took me to was the life subject of wellness. The life subject of wellness. And it was the core belief, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. Now, do I have to know where it came from? No. I just have to know that that's limiting me now. Because, and this is what I want to explain to you. Is this from my childhood? Not really. This is from something that happened to me in my 30s. And that solidified a belief that I had seen modeled when I was younger. So that affects my wellness, and certainly not a match to self-love at all. So I have to now know that whenever I expand, whenever I try something new, whenever, which was automatic and easy for me earlier in my career, I have to go back now and lose that story that happened to me midway and replace it with the strong command through love that no matter what I do, it works. And I'm going to serve my wellness in that way. Now, let's look at that. If no matter what I do, it's not going to work, look at that applied to health. Look at that applied to money. Look at that applied to ease and joy and love in your life. Look at that in relationships, especially the relationship with yourself. So pretty much, you know, if it's mine and I'm bringing it out to the community, it's probably yours too. So we're all claiming right now, in the life subject of wellness, I command me and all energy to know that no matter what I do, it works. And so it is. Woo! I can feel that. Could you feel it? Okay, the second thing is, I'm getting calls right and left about why so many challenges going on right now personally. I can tell you, just in my small circle of friends, I have a friend who had a massive heart attack. I have a friend who found out his father is just going into dementia. I have another friend who has terminal cancer. My sister-in-law has COVID and pneumonia at the same time. And my niece just had her appendix out. I mean, that's a lot in one close circle of one person. And I'm hearing it from everybody. So this is what the channel said. That is the energetic cause behind all this. We don't know that we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And therefore, all the stuff that's happening in and around us in this world forces our heart to close. Because we go, oh my God, look at all these bad things that are happening. I have no power, but you are the power. You have the power. You are the greatest power in your embodiment that there is. But if you don't accept it, guys, then you continue the belief, which is not a match to self-love, that you have no control over your own life. So we're claiming we know we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice that creates our life and affects all other energy, and we keep our hearts open because we know that. The second thing they took me to is, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And that's coming up a lot in the private sessions. Now, if we're saying that to ourselves, I don't have time for me, I'm going to leave me by giving myself away to everybody else and not taking care of me and not doing what keeps me in balance. I just don't have time to do all that. I don't have time to do the 10-minute meditation. I don't have time to go for a power walk. Well, you need to start taking time for yourself so that you can be with yourself to create the rest of your life. Must take time to be balanced. We must take time for self-care, and we must take time to align ourselves so that we send out a strong signal and receive back what we want. Self-care is self-love, guys. Again, a lot of us not taught how to do that, and it's imperative in the manifestation process. The channel wants you to know we're going through the greatest transformation of human consciousness ever. You're a part of that. Are you a part of it positively and powerfully, or are you a part of it passively, or are you a part of it that's creating more fear and judgment? You get to participate in any way because we were given choice. And it's so imperative right now for you to consciously make the choice of love, power, joy, and choice in this world and in the creation of it. Please continue the claim, all injustice is brought to justice now. There are so many things in the works, the channel says, around that statement, you don't even have any idea. So again, be part of the solution and step forward and accept your responsibility. Okay, anything, can I go? All right, we are, all right. Balance it. Okay, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around everything we talked about. And we're off to the calls. Maria in San Francisco, you're up.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. So
good
much.
Morning.
Always a lot to me. I would like to know a couple things. One, is traveling to Europe going to be open, as you had mentioned previously,
no.
Pretty good by the end of the year?
Nope.
Yes.
In some places, it will be open. Okay, the channel is screaming at me here. They get pretty, you know, you will say this, Dee. They want you to understand that this is how the choice works. See, when they said that, I'm balanced, I'm switched. She's balanced. She's okay. I got to break this down for everybody. This is obviously a big thing they want to go into. When they said originally that the virus would be a distant memory by December, that was a true statement. However, we are a planet of free choice. And because so many people have chosen not to get vaccinated and chosen to fight against what is the betterment of all mankind, we are now recreating the positive scenario that they saw. So they're emphasizing, you see, there's no destiny, guys. There's nothing like planned out that you're stuck with. We're choosing literally whether to save this planet or not right now in a myriad of different ways. So there will be some places in Europe open, but there will not be very many places that are safe to go until we get on top of these other variants. I get that travel within the United States, you know, if you wear your mask and you clean your hands and you do your due diligence, is still, these are the highest words, relatively safe. Okay, so did that answer your question with a lot of other great information that came in?
Yeah, I mean, if I do travel, which I have to possibly at a certain point, I would wear goggles too. So
yeah,
I would take every precaution. Not, I'm a little surprised that that's not being touted more for everyone, so it doesn't get through the eyes. But my next question is, I wanted to know, you had brought up previously about parasites possibly in the house, and I'm dealing with a weird heel pain for several weeks.
Parasites are not affecting the pain in your heel.
Not the heel, just two separate.
I see. Yeah.
And also the heel has been becoming...
Yeah,
common.
I still get that you have some parasites that are screwing around with your intestinal system. Are you taking anything for them?
No, because I didn't know for sure. You had said to maybe look into it, but we were never able to get formal testing. That was
okay,
new.
Okay, well, I would just order some... It's called Parasolve. And it's homeopathic NET remedy number 6. Okay, that's what my doctor gave me. I'm pretty sure you can just order it. Okay. The heel thing, Maria, is about getting where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping out, and higher than that, really stepping out in your power of love, because they're showing me, you know, the goose step, the Hitler goose step where all the soldiers threw out their foot and marched. That's not how we want to move forward, guys. We want to move forward powerfully through love, not power. Powerfully through love. Okay? Yep.
Okay. Does the antibiotics with penicillin that I got, will that help treat that and the gut bacterial imbalance?
No.
Together?
No, yeah. Antibiotics screw your gut up more. So you want to make sure that you take some kind of probiotic or something anytime you're on antibiotics, guys. All right, baby, yeah. Got to move on. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Anna, you're up in New York.
Yeah, hi. It seems this is right on point what you said, not taking care of myself. I went on a wonderful excursion to Florida, and we spoke. And I came back, and my cat died, the water heater broke, and my niece, who was taking care of my cat, threw out a bunch of stuff that I had in my carry-all and decided she was going to clean up and tossed a whole bunch of stuff in my kitchen. So I feel completely upset. And so what's the message?
Well, the message is I went and did what I want to do, and now I have to pay for it.
Okay. So how do I think that about it?
Well, what's the positive? If that's the negative, you tell me, Anna. You've been doing this work for a long time.
Yeah.
So if you believe you have to pay for making yourself happy, if you have to pay negatively somehow, what's the opposite positive of that?
And if I knew what that was,
Come on. I'm going to walk you all through this because this is – you all should be way beyond this now. Whenever I do something good for myself, and the bottom or the last half of it, I have to pay for it. So how can you say I have to pay for it and make doing something good for yourself positive? Whenever I do something good for myself, I what?
I benefit.
Thank you. Now, wasn't that easy? But
yep.
You see, you guys want to call in so that you're sure you get the right words from me. And I'm trying to teach you that you're your highest answer and you know it. So that you can catch yourself. You obviously saw, Anna, I went, I had a good time, I came back, and all this shit happened, right?
Yeah.
What's the belief behind that? You stop right there and go, okay, what happened? I went and had fun, and then all this bad stuff happened. Okay, well, what if I believe I went and had fun, and then just good stuff keeps happening, and I benefit everywhere? Oh, I get it. That's the belief I have to shift, which is, by the way, from your mother, and it goes back to his early as 2 or 3 years old. Did your mother give herself up all the time?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's her story, unless you keep living her story and not make your own.
Yeah, I like my story a bit better.
Yeah, whenever I honor myself and have fun and do something for myself, I benefit financially, I benefit physically, I benefit in my relationships. In every way, the universe takes care of me because I am loving myself and having fun. Okay?
I like that better. Yep.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for bringing that in for everybody. I mean, you guys, I want you to consciously start doing this for yourself. Miss Mary in South Carolina, you're on. Watch out, my
preacher's
here.
Come on in, Reverend.
Hallelujah. What's up,
there's nobody
Mary?
Better than you.
What can we do hey, for you?
I guess we got a little thing going on this morning. I was laughing because the thing that I wanted to just mention to you was I had started having this really painful feeling on the bottom of my left foot, more in the heel area. And so I'd started moving it around more and walking on it, and it was getting worse and worse. So I soaked it and did a bunch of stuff, and now I'm working on it, releasing it through Lionsgate type of energy. And I wondered if you had any more suggestions.
Yeah, babe, you just have to walk into your power with your husband.
Okay.
and it goes to a big yes.
That had something to do with it. Okay.
It literally shows me you stopping cold on your heel, like you're almost putting on a brake. And
very
the channel wants you to know you are loved and revered by this man.
Oh, and, I know that.
And if you present your conflicts or issues in a loving way, he will hear you. It's the trust in yourself.
There. That's it. That's the piece.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you, Madam Reverend. You did a great job.
You're blessed, and I'm moving on.
I love
you too, Mary. Okay, Michael, what's up?
Hey, how you doing this morning, Dee?
I'm pretty fabulous, thank you.
Well, I had a bit of a challenge over the last 24 hours, and I got off center. What is your best statement for staying centered, for staying in the light, for getting the best information in the moment, and staying
for you in this situation? It's I release you to your own divine I am presence. Whatever's going on, you're trying to take full responsibility for. You can't, Michael. Whomever the channel is referring to, and they're saying you know.
Oh, I do know.
They have to step forward to create who they are. Now, when I say that's possible for them right now, I get a no. It has been possible for them in the past. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But now the channel wants to go to why you are creating this for yourself, not for them, but these situations for yourself. And again, it goes back to, hold on, I'm waiting for the words. It goes back to your need to save people.
Oh, God.
Okay. You guys, you cannot save another person unless, you know, you're lifting a car off them or something. You can't save another person if they want to destroy themselves or harm themselves or limit themselves in any way. You cannot save them. You can love them unconditionally. You can support them. But for you to need to save people, Michael, so that you live up to your own definition, it's not ever going to work. And the less you need that, the more they can come around for themselves.
That's a pattern throughout my life. That is the single most important thing you have ever told me in the years I have been listening to your show.
Well, you asked the right question, baby. And and the channel says you're ready to hear it. You're really ready to hear it now. If they had told it to you a year ago, you would not have gotten it in the way you're getting it now.
Oh my
okay?
God, this is revelation.
Let go, Michael. Let go.
Yeah, this is full enlightenment.
Okay. There's nothing else, sweetheart, but I think you got it, right?
I got it. This is a lifetime pattern. Multiple lifetime pattern.
Yes, I get
and
it.
And I got it.
Good. Love you, honey.
Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome, Michael. Okay, we're going to Jean-Marie in Massachusetts. You be on.
Hi, thank you. I'm calling in because of something that I sent you emails about. I don't know if you got them, but I've been saying that may all injustice become come to justice, and things have happened very rapidly.
Yep.
And one of the things that came to light, and now listening to Michael, I'm wondering if it's related, but I, 2 years ago in meditation, was told to go back to school, to college, to study engineering. I wanted to make bladeless horizontal wind turbines to help with the energy crisis. And the path has been incredible. I mean, this has been a miracle for me to go back to school. And I got a letter this past end of May, beginning of June, saying that I can't go to school anymore because I have too many credits and I'm done. And, you know, I had to go through all that. But what I realized was that they made a decision to take my prior degree in fine arts and dump it into this new degree that was supposed to allow me to get the prerequisites to study engineering. And they blocked me. So after one semester of taking some of, not all, you know, I'm being shown the door. And I looked into it and I realized this is a situation where they're not just doing it to me, they're doing it to multiple people for multiple reasons, and it's a systemic repression. It's a situation built into the system. And I'm trying to negotiate and have conversations. I'm trying to have them out of love with the administration, because it affects not just me personally, but it affects seniors, it affects other students from other countries, it affects anybody
okay,
who has.
Okay, so what's your question?
So
I
the
got
question,
the story. What's the question? The
question is, do I continue to stand up for this, or do I walk away? I mean, like, what they're trying to do is get me to go declare a major that I'm not prepared for. They're trying to sweep it under the rug, pretend it never happened. They
okay.
won't go back and admit that they made a mistake in the admissions process.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I don't know.
So,
do I win this or walk away? This might need to save people.
It's your need to
or
save
or is this
your...
I don't believe I deserve it?
I'm going to tell you. It's your need to save yourself.
So it's
you,
right
have
for me?
You have a belief
mm-hmm.
that you need to save yourself from other people, from harm, from injustice. You have that core belief that you have to save yourself from other stuff, then you will set up circumstances in your life, Jean-Marie, where you have to save yourself, which is exactly what you're describing.
Yep, that's exactly
okay.
It.
We don't want to save ourselves, guys. We want to create ourselves. And the channel, this is the third time, they said, can't you go to another institution? Does it have to be this place that you're having so much trouble with?
I don't think so, except that this place is one of the only places that has this photonics program, which is the study of light and lasers and stuff. And I believe, and that's the other question I wanted to ask the channel. I have this belief inside me that I can create a wave field that will stop aggression. In other words, you know, I know it's going to sound like Star Trek and all that other stuff, but I believe that there's a way to generate light fields.
All right, so stop, because
I wanted to study it, that's all,
well,
and create it.
And it is possible, but not without finding your own light first. That's the big information. You have to find the light of your own creation and then go into your imagination, and they will give you how to do this. Like Einstein, most of his great discoveries came from his imagination, not from his brain.
Right.
Okay.
I totally, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not in touch with your own light, Jean Marie.
No, I understand that. So
okay, so that is your purpose right now. And again, they're saying, guys don't want to play with your greatness. Go play someplace else if there's another place to play. And the channel is saying there is.
Oh, my God. Is it MIT?
That's the right question. I get a yes on that.
Oh, my God. That makes me
Yeah, well, see, that's where your light is supposed to be, but your light can't find the best time if you're not turning up your light. And you can't turn up your light, guys, if you think you have to save yourself or if you have to save everybody else. Because that takes all the creation process away from it focuses into manipulation and caretaking instead of creation.
Exactly. That's exactly how it feels. It feels like I'm being, you know, I'm creating a situation where I get manipulated.
Yes, you are creating that situation. So align yourself with what you need to align yourself with, love and self-empowerment and your own knowing, and go, you know, I'm creating myself doing this. So clear it up for me, universe, because I'm doing this. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. See, we're so much going on about our power. Greg, you're up. What's up, babe?
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
I got fired from my job.
I'm sorry.
And I was just wondering, it's okay. I was just wondering what the channel, what direction to take.
Well, the first thing the channel is saying, it's for your highest good you got fired. Do you know that? When I
didn't
say
know
you
that.
Wanted to be there, I get a no.
I did
want
that.
Well, okay. But that's how it works. So the signal you're sending out is, hi, I'm only here for the money. I really hate this job and I don't want to be here. And the universe says, okay, we'll help you take care of that. Okay, so
okay.
What do you want to do, Greg?
Yeah, I want to go to the beach.
Okay, how can you go to the beach and make money to live? See, you have to
I'm
make money,
sure.
Right?
Well, I've created the money. I'm just waiting for it to manifest.
Well, that's a true statement, but that is a true statement with everybody. So right now, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, right now, that manifestation will take about 4 years to come into reality.
Oh, what do I do to speed it up?
Well, you begin with loving yourself.
I do.
Yes, and hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Grease.
Grease. Okay. Somehow, you have to pair up working with fun. Working, you have defined working as taking away all your choice of fun in your life. And that's
true.
Not going to work. It's not going to work. So you have to find something that you're passionate about, that you love to do, that also creates money for you. There's three things they're saying that you that fall into that category for you. What about what?
What about channeling for people, their loved ones?
Only when you know and trust that you can do it. And that's not quite in alignment yet.
Okay.
So
what
start
are the
practicing for free. Start practicing
I
for
am.
Free with people. Okay, good.
I am. What are the three things, Dee?
They're saying that you know. You need to sit down and go into your heart, not your mind, and go, okay, my intention is to make good money doing stuff I love. My
okay.
self that knows is going to guide me to those things.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
So much of it, Greg, is about self-trust. Really, really embracing your own self-trust. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. I love you, too. Thank you. And we're going to Heather in Montana. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
You too. So yesterday, my dog bit me when I was going to kind of scooch him closer to me. And he's like a nipper. And when he bites, I'm not saying that he, you know, that it isn't an issue. He doesn't go all the way through, but he still, I can't seem to convince him not to bite, and I am not in touch with the part of me that's creating this.
When I say you're creating it, I get a no. He's in reaction to a lot of memories from when he's been here before. And again, it's funny from the last caller. It's a lot of trust issues, not with himself. He doesn't trust the people that love him, basically. And the first thing that the channel said is have a trainer come in. You need a trainer to help you with this. Because you can't allow him to continue to do this toward you or anybody else that comes into the house. It's not okay. That would be like saying to a husband, okay, it's okay if you slap me a little. So you have to make that boundary. But they're saying a trainer, one or two times working with the trainer will probably be enough. But the trainer will come in to help show you how to set boundaries and limitations that the dog will understand. Okay? Heather, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. All right, that's your answer, baby.
Thank you.
I know. My daughter brought all her dogs over yesterday, and Freedom started growling and attacking one of them, and I just smacked her, and I said, uh-uh, you're not doing that in this house. And you know how much I love my dog. I mean, I didn't hit her hard. I smacked her snout. But she got it. She got it. And then she stopped. But, you know, we have to be responsible for creating that. Okay, it tells me I'm not connected anymore. Hold on. Vicky, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, I don't know why it's saying I'm not connected and there's no callers anymore. But we're going to just forge right ahead. What can I help you with?
Okay. it's my turn to have my brother's celebration of life coming up in a few weeks out of state. And
yeah.
Everything is set. And I feel like I don't really want to cancel anything. I feel pretty good about the safety of it. It's an alumni weekend in the town he grew up in, so there'll be extra people coming. I guess right now I feel good about it. I guess I need some kind of my own trust around, because I really don't want to cancel it. And,
okay, and the channel is saying you don't need to cancel it, but you do
okay.
need to insist that everyone wears a mask.
Yes, and that's absolute. And there's even a patio. We might even be able to move out into the patio area. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the more then, outside you can be, the better. You know that.
The better. Okay, yeah, okay. And then I was going to ask, I know, I'm so glad you mentioned the statement about the end of December, it'll be a distant memory, because that was my original question for you. And so it makes sense that the free will of so many people has shifted it. Is there a statement, or should we just start picturing, you know, doing our in the heart, looking at the United States, balance, health?
Yes, and the injustice statement is serving this also. You're seeing finally more people succumbing. And,
right.
You know, they stopped me cold there. They said, no, people aren't succumbing, Dee. They're finally choosing.
Choosing, right.
You see, guys, nobody is frickin' taking away anybody's choice. What we're asking is that everybody make the choice to get vaccinated. Nobody's holding you down.
Right.
You know, if you don't wear a seatbelt, then you can get fined or you can get killed in an accident. That's your choice. If you don't put on a shirt and shoes, you're probably not going to be served in a restaurant. That's your choice. If you want to take a shot and get the Delta variant or the others that are coming in and get hospitalized and maybe die, that's your choice. So it comes down to you're always at choice. Nobody can take your choice away. But are you choosing the highest good for yourself and for the world? That's the choice we're faced with right now. Did I answer your question? Because my Baptist preacher kind
yeah,
of took
no,
over
and
there,
that's,
Vicki.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's exactly what I've been saying to people, too, with the seatbelt analogy and everything. And it's just a shame that there are people who have been so influenced by whatever misinformation and conspiracy, and they
yes,
have.
Yes, but they don't know that they are the power that creates themselves. So they defer to anybody in power.
Yes.
Looking
yes.
for them to make the decision for them.
Right.
This community, I hope, goes to your heart and says, what is my greatest good? And I've had a lot of people email me about the vaccines. I'm telling you, I get the same answer. The Moderna and the Pfizer, pretty much interchangeable. They are protecting people so far. Yes, we might need a booster shot because people, so many people, didn't choose to get the vaccine that now all the variants are
right.
And it's
in.
Because we didn't nip it in the bud. So, you know, we get what we choose, guys. We are our own creators of ourselves and our experiences on this plane. God can only match our choice and our focus. Okay?
That's great.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Have a nice reunion, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Dee.
All right, Miss Lee, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Oh, thank you for taking my call today.
You're welcome.
To ask Lee. it seems like, of course, as always, it's all in alignment, right? So what I'd like to ask is a challenge to help with what do I need to either change or let go to get in authentic alignment with my creative power and stop this waffling?
Well, you have to know you are the creative power. You're not trying to get in. All right, Lee, stop doing whatever you're doing. It's too noisy.
Sorry.
Okay. You're not trying to get into your creative power, guys. You are your creative power. That is your I am presence. But if you keep trying to get into it, you're never going to be it, are you?
Right.
So, power has a negative connotation to you, Lee. Do you know what it is? Give me a song, any song.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
Yeah. See, when she comes.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, sometime, when I'm able to see it. Well, you know, we all know, we got to see it and own it in order for it to come around the mountain. And then it's already around the mountain because it's here. You understand?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Hold on. There's one more thing. There's a core belief. This page here. I never want to be God. Well, you are God, babe. Your I am presence is God. How you use your I am presence and direct it creates a lesser God or a greater God, an angry God or a happy God, a loving God or a vengeful God. So I would start telling yourself every moment of every day how powerful you are, Lee, because you are. And you are
right.
Powerful through love.
Yes.
You emanate love. You do.
Yes.
You've been at every creation station. I know your energy well. You emanate love. But they're saying that's in the beginning. Remember when you got all flustered and you couldn't find your question and you couldn't express yourself?
Yeah.
That is an old reminder of what you're asking about now. You've come a long way from that. Keep going.
Right.
Know you're already there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All of us
yeah.
that are working with the information that we know so well right now, all of us are asking to be claiming our power and moving into it right now. Otherwise,
right.
How can the greatest transformation of human consciousness be happening? It's not possible.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby.
Yes. Thanks, love.
Yep, love you. All right, Lena, we're almost out of time, but I got you on. What's up?
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to let you know I got a job in Oklahoma City.
Woohoo!
It's a seasonal position outdoors, but I believe I'll like it.
Well, that's a choice.
It sounds,
Lena,
well,
choose to like it. No, choose to like it before you ever start. This
well, that's
job,
fine. That's...
yeah, this job is making me happy, and I'm loving being here. Okay, next.
Yes. So, I have a question about my mom. How can I go about just loving her with the choices she's made? She's got Alzheimer's and dementia and all, and I want to love her, but when I find it challenging to be with her.
Why?
And even
because
my stepdad.
Because she's sick?
I don't know. Like,
well,
when I moved here, my intentions, I wanted to heal her. I wanted to just...
No. That goes back to the first part of the program where you think you got to save everybody. And by saving everybody, you save yourself. It's not going to work, guys. They have to create themselves. So just like my brother and his alcoholism and his suicide, at some point... I said, this is who he is. I have served him as well as I can. Now I just get to love him for who he is. you've got to let go of the responsibility. See, you're afraid if you don't save them, you're going to go under too, Lena. And it's not true. You just keep creating yourself in love, giving as much love to them as possible, and honor their choices. All right, I'm going to have to let you go, baby, because it's just too noisy. I don't know. Yeah, guys, when you call in, if you're outside, get away from the noise, please, because it really, really, really is noisy over the switchboard. All right, guys, we did it. We got through the callers. Woo-hoo! Well, we didn't get through all of them, but I got through everybody that I had a name. All right, let's say it together. Come on, loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. And that's how I'm going to create everything.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.